The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here at Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no fags in the church.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yes. Yes. Once again, I'm here with my people, my children, if you will. Welcome, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show. We're live. It's chapter 2, verse 4. We're doing it live on August 26, 2016. Welcome to everyone. Of course, you're watching on Periscope. We stream the first hour of a two-hour show live every Sunday night on Periscope and Twitter at StonerJesus420. So you get the first hour free. If you check the Stoner Jesus Show live page at stonerjesus.net, you can find all of those links to all the past hour one live streams. But like I said, it's a two-hour show. Want both hours on audio for free, as always, stonerjesus.net, cannabisradio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio is all the places you can find the audio for free. If you want the second hour on video, the only way you can do that is become a patron. Patreon.com/stonerjesus420, $5 a month, help out the show. Get every chapter and verse episode of the show in full video glory. HD even. Why don't you want to see this? Look at me. I have a different hat. There's a different poster back there if you haven't saw that. The graphics change sometimes. There's the logos, like right there, fucking there, right there. Bad point. It's more like this, more like that. Now that's horrible. I'm horrible. I'm trying to look at myself, trying to point at shit in the video, and it's fucking bad. A lot of shit going on tonight. Madonna at the VMAs. Yes, that was some crazy shit. Happened last week while we were doing the show. Also, talk about the YouTube giveaway. If you don't know about the YouTube giveaway, well, there's a fucking page for it on stonerjesus.net. I don't really know what you're waiting for. You can go check that shit out. Yeah, check the fuck. Cut that fucking music, man. I got shit to do. Chill. Chill on that shit, Holmes. YouTube giveaway. We'll talk about that coming up. Also, Would You Rather Fall Edition. I put some polls up on StonerJesus420 on Twitter earlier tonight. Got some votes. We'll talk about that coming up. Would You Rather Fall Edition. Also, we got stories in this hour about bikes, cows, and lunch ladies. That's right. If that don't make you stay, I don't know what will. I'm doing my best here. I'm blazing, bringing out the full guns. I'm blazing both barrels here, man. Come on. Hour two, we got more stories. How about a woman who killed her boyfriend hours before he was supposed to go on a date with former Miss Ohio? Yeah, that's a real thing. Hippo being molested. That's also a real thing. Also, you may have seen this video. This cop is trying to subdue someone, and the security guard is watching him and filming him, but not helping him. Talk about whether or not the security guard should have helped him or not. All that's in the second hour, plus a bunch of classic bits, as always, for new listeners. That's in hour two. The only way to get a video of hour two and see the hippo and the woman who was going to kill her fucking boyfriend and all that stuff, you got to be a patron. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Go and do that shit. That would be awesome of you. A lot of stuff going on tonight. Like I said, we're live for the first hour on Twitter and Periscope. Welcome, everyone. Retweet, share, hit the little hearts, whatever it is you do. If you're watching this on Periscope later, I guess the hearts also count then. What are they for? I don't know. They make me feel good. They buoy my spirits, if you want to know the truth. Man, sometimes I need it. I get on Periscope and I get some fucking hearts and I feel better. It's great. It's great. YouTube giveaway, motherfucker. If you're watching the video, there it is. That's what the page looks like on the web version of stonerjesus.net. It says the next Bardo Smoke YouTube giveaway. Basically, you see those five monkey pipes right there from nextbardo.com, one of our awesome sponsors. Click that headshot banner you see right there on stonerjesus.net. It'll take you to Next Bardo. They got all kinds of shit, dab rigs and rolling papers and grinders and bongs and pipes and bubblers and just all kinds of shit going on. Nextbardo.com. They've given us 5 monkey pipes to give away for YouTube subscribers. Become a subscriber to YouTube. On that page, there's a whole video of the clip I cut out of last week's show of me talking about the contest. There's a link to the YouTube channel, of course, The Stoner Jesus 420 on YouTube. No, it's not Stoner Jesus 420. I used to have that one. I still do. I forgot the password. So I made The Stoner Jesus 420 a long time ago, and that's what we're aiming for. All of this is linked on the Next Bardo Smoke YouTube giveaway page at stonerjesus.net. If you're watching the video of this, as I said, it's right there. That's what it looks like. We'll announce a winner on September 30th, 2018, live on the show. We'll announce 5 winners, actually. Excuse me. 5 subscribers to the YouTube channel, The Stoner Jesus 420. So go check it out. See those. See, I'm pointing the wrong way again. It's this, these. See these right here. God damn. I'm horrible. You think I already got it down by now? I've been doing tons of shows on the software, but I can't get the mirror pointing thing going. It's, you see. See the page right there. That's what it looks like. It's the giveaway page. Go check it out on stonerjesus.net. Holy shit. Seems more difficult than it needs to be. It's very simple. You got to be 21, first of all. You got to be able to prove you're 21. And go subscribe to the YouTube channel. The giveaway page is on stonerjesus.net. All the links, details, the picture, the video, everything you need is on the giveaway page on stonerjesus.net. Now, as I said, where we're doing the show, maybe it was Monday night. I forget. I don't know when the VMAs are because I don't watch them. I wait till the next day if there's clips of something important that happened. I'm going to watch this awful 2.5, 3.5 hour award show about music that I really don't like. I don't get into. Call me old, whatever. New music sucks. Yeah, that's right. Get off my lawn, motherfucker. Get off my lawn, you fucking whippersnappers. The music today, for the most part, is absolute fucking garbage. And I know it's a generational thing, and the kids today like that shit. Well, kids today like a lot of fucking things. They like eating fucking Tide Pods and snorting cinnamon and running next to a car while lip-syncing a fucking song. Kids like lots of shit. Kids are dumb. They're fucking dumb. I was a kid. I was dumb. And I was a smart fucking kid. But compared to everybody else in the world, I was stupid. Smartest 18-year-old in the world is still dumb as shit. Because without perspective and experience, you don't have nothing. Go listen to rock music between the late 60s and the late 70s, and then come back and tell me that fucking Drake is a musical genius. God damn you. Angry. Ah, I'm so angry at you people. Goddamn whippersnappers. Anyway, speaking of old motherfuckers, Madonna was at the VMAs. And this is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about clips of things that happened, and maybe that might be interesting. Apparently one of the things that happened, and there's, well, 2 things happened. The first thing, it was a little Nixon. 2 things happened. The first thing was Madonna made a speech about Aretha Franklin. I guess we were told it was supposed to be about Aretha Franklin. And apparently Madonna just, like, made it totally about herself. This is a news story from a local channel, Cal 4 News, from YouTube.
But another hometown girl, well, kind of stole the spotlight, so to speak, Jason.
Yeah, it's not going over so well. Michigan's material.
And see, so we get the great thing about these local, this local shit, is you get the banter, the witty banter of the local news people. How awesome is that? It's just really an added bonus.
Oh, girl, Madonna took the stage at Radio City in New York to pay respect to Aretha Franklin, this during the MTV video.
By the way, if you're watching the video, look at Madonna. And when she's talking, this realizes it's all going to be about her. She says nothing, there's hardly anything about Aretha Franklin. But the second part of what I'm talking about, like I said, 2 things happened. 1 was her speech. 2 was her attire. I'm sure there's some sort of significance behind it. I'm going to skip over that and not care about that significance so that I may proceed to make fun of it.
Music awards. But when all was said and done, the critics were saying, hey, was that speech about the Queen of Soul or Madonna?
Aretha Louise Franklin changed the course of
Changed the course of her life. That's great. Madonna, fantastic. You're great. You're all fucking queens. Look at this attire. I don't, and there'll be close-ups. I'll pause it on a close-up here coming up. She's got the braids, and I believe she's got a grill. Does she have? She has a grill. I'm 99% sure that she has a grill. She's a 60-year-old woman. Now, far be it for me to judge someone who may have a grill at 60 years old, but here's the thing. If this person is in the public limelight, this person like Madonna, she's been around for 40 fucking years. We're going to comment on what the fuck's going on with her. What the fuck is going on with her? By the way, the amount of bling, that can't be real. All of that can't be real. That's got to be hollow fucking tin. She's wearing a ton of necklaces. I bet it took four people 15 minutes to get those fucking necklaces on her. They all stood around her and they went in a counterclockwise circle and just fucking put a necklace on her. Each one would put a necklace on her, and then until they piled up to these 87 fucking necklaces that would, if they were real, would destroy the body of any 60-year-old woman.
My life. I left Detroit when I was 18.
Wait, she mentions Aretha. She says she changed my life, and she begins to talk about herself. We'll get more into that in the second video I'm going to play, but let's continue with Madonna.
$35 in my pocket. My dream was to make it as a professional dancer. I got cut and rejected from every audition. Not tall enough, not blend in enough, not 12 octave range enough.
Too much of a whore enough.
Not pretty enough, not enough enough.
Enough.
All right, well, over that six-minute speech, you can count on one hand the number of times the Queen of Soul was mentioned, but eventually Madonna did share how the Queen of Soul changed her life during a tryout. The pop star sang Aretha's hit, "You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman," which turned out to be a launching pad for her career. Still, the speech not getting the warmest reception. We have a few comments to share from Twitter. Let's take a look.
Oh, yes, do.
Katie says, does Madonna know Madonna didn't die? Ooh. Wow. DeRay says, I would pay to see Aretha's face right now.
I guess. I imagine her family would, too.
Girl, can you please talk about Aretha and not yourself? Lord, says Kay Michelle. And finally, Blue Ivy's Au Pair says, I would have almost rather had Madonna butcher an Aretha song instead of talking about herself for almost 10 minutes.
So anyway, all the comments, as you can see, are about what she said as opposed to her very odd attire. She looks like she's going trick-or-treating. She looks like she's doing an imitation of a space alien and what they would look like if they came down with the fucking the necklace and the headdress and the grill and all that. And I get it. She's an old and eccentric artist and she's a genius and they're always weird and all that shit. But it's really fucking bizarre. If you saw her walking down a fucking dark alley, I don't care I'm a big dude. I'm 6'4". I'm 270. If I saw her walking down a dark alley, I'd fucking turn around. I'm like, this bitch is going to stab me in the throat with a fucking ice pick and eat me. Well, anyway, Madonna, of course, responded the next day because obviously everybody was criticizing her, not for how bizarre she looks, because I guess in a room full of bizarre-looking people, even if you are the most bizarre-looking person, it's really a matter of degree. You're not that much more bizarre-looking than the second most bizarre-looking person, so it's not that big of a deal. It's a big deal to me. You know, I wear t-shirts and shorts and put on a hat, and I'm fucking done. This bitch probably took 87 minutes to get dressed and had a whole team of people doing it. Why? Put on a goddamn Aretha Franklin t-shirt and get your fucking ass out there and make a speech. Jesus Christ. I know, these people get into this for attention. We all do. We all do. I ain't gonna perform or broadcast or anybody. There's a certain amount of us, a certain portion of us, a certain percentage of our being that wants the attention from that. That's why I'm here talking to a goddamn camera like it's a person. Anyway, Madonna responded as to why, continuing my hard-hitting news reporting and commentary, she responded as to why she talked about herself more than Aretha.
Madonna is responding to, remember the dust-up yesterday at the MTV?
Oh, her Aretha the other day. Tribute.
She got up and she said she didn't realize, well, she got up to speak at the MTV Awards with a big picture of Aretha Franklin and told a story. And people were complaining on Twitter saying, wait, the story wasn't really about Aretha, it was about Madonna. And then it had a little Aretha in it. Well, this is what Madonna posted on Insta.
She says, I was asked to present Video of the Year by MTV, and then they asked me to share any anecdotes I had in my career connected to Aretha Franklin.
Whoops. There you go. Gotta have the fucking microphone on. So you see right there, according to her, MTV asked her to share an anecdote from her life that was connected to Aretha. She didn't tell an Aretha Franklin story because she might not have any. So according to her, she was under the impression that tell a story about her life that's connected to Aretha Franklin, which she did, about her her audition and how she was inspired and all of that shit. So sharing the anecdotes I had in my career, meaning Madonna's career, as part of my career connected to Aretha Franklin. I shared part of my journey and thanked Aretha for inspiring me along the way. Well, they tell me they read this to you. I don't know why I'm reading it to you. But anyway, there you again. You see her. She has a fucking dream catcher earrings and just 87 pounds of bling. I know I like the word, the number 87. And I'm not sure what that head thing is. It looks like it's like, it could be dangerous. She's in the wild and swinging her head back and forth. And I also understand the irony of saying that Madonna looks weird considering what Madonna has looked like over the years, but it just, I don't know. When you first see this, it strikes you like she was trying consciously to look weird. There's no organic, this is what I want to wear type of thing. I want to look as weird as fucking possible in a room full of weird ass looking people. Whoops.
Shared a part of my journey and thanked Aretha for inspiring me along the way. I did not intend to do a tribute to her. That would be impossible in 2 minutes with all the noise and tinsel of an award show. I could never do her justice in this context or environment. She goes on to say, unfortunately, most people have short attention spans and are so quick to judge.
Oh, yeah, we are. That's the internet, honey. I know you're old. We're all getting old, but it's a new world. It's the internet.
I mean, it was kind of a last minute, at least announcement that she was going to be doing the video of the year. So I wonder if they did say to her, you know, you're such a huge pop icon. Why don't you just say a couple of words about Aretha?
Right.
Because it would be a shame if the whole award show went and nobody said anything about her.
That's true.
But
I think I get what she was trying to say. But I also think that sometimes, again, that's when you have to be still and almost self-aware and think about the moment and think, okay, it's not about me. It's okay to share a little anecdote about Aretha, but then bring it back to Aretha.
Yeah.
And so I think people felt like that was fine, but then it didn't go back.
But according to her, that's not what MTV asked her. They asked her to tell an anecdote from her career. Her career that's connected in some way to Aretha. Obviously, none of it was planned. It doesn't sound like they had no plan whatsoever. Like, hey, you're Madonna. Aretha Franklin's dead. Say something about it. Say something, tell a story from your career about Aretha kicking the bucket. Last show, as a matter of fact, we did our own tribute to Aretha. If you missed our Profiles in Death on Aretha Franklin with the old clip from the 1960s from St. Peter, well, you got to go check it out. It's chapter 2, verse 3. It's towards the end, I believe, of hour 1. Don't want to miss that shit. It's very important. It's very important that you all know these things and have access to these things. They are very important. If I say they're very important enough, then maybe, just maybe, they will become important. And that's really the strategy of my career. So far, okay, it's decent. It's decent. That's what I'll say. Stern Jesus Show, chapter 2, verse 4. Coming up, we have Would You Rather Fall Edition with the polls from Twitter. So you want to check that shit out. We're on Twitter and Periscope. As I said, that's StonerJesus420. Go tweet it and share it and all that stuff you do with Periscope and give the hearts and all that. And you can comment in the little chat area as well. We'll be back. Stoner Jesus Show. Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out nextbardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net. To check them out, there's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. That's all one word, STONERJESUS, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing, so are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
Welcome to Cannabis Confidential. I'm your host, Dr. Dina. We've got David Faustino on the line, Bud Bundy from Married with Children. Did you feel nervous being a celebrity walking into a weed store?
I don't remember at all being like, ooh, I'm scared someone's going to take my picture here.
What are they going to say? Bud Bundy smokes bud? I mean, come on.
It wouldn't be a big shocker. Hey, this is David Faustino, and I'm on Cannabis Confidential with my girl Dr. Dina on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Dude, fucking all that. I mistimed all of that commercial break completely. Utter fucking mistiming. I didn't get a chance to change my next graphic. Holy crap, man. It's tough doing this. You got to do the show and write out the show and host the show and direct the show. It's so much. And the commercial break was... Oh, I expected it to be longer. I expected it to be quite a bit longer, but it was not. So I was not ready. I was not ready when we came back. I am ready now. It's time for Would You Rather. Would You Rather Fall Edition. Now, we do Would You Rather. We've done it a lot. We used to do it with people in studio. We don't have many of those anymore. They're kind of gone. And it's hard to corral... older fans of the show used to be on the show to get together in one place and get it done. Plus, I don't give it enough, you know, forethought to be able to coordinate something like that. So what I've taken to doing is something easier, which is going to Twitter and putting up polls. Would you rather polls? Now, of course, the focus or the attempts of these is would you rather try to get to 50-50 as close as possible. Sometimes I'm successful. In these series of polls, I was not quite... as successful. Would you rather fall edition? Let's bring up the initial tweet. There you see it. SJ Show poll thread. Would you rather fall edition? It says answer the poll questions in the thread below. Now discuss the results on tonight's SJ Show live stream on Twitter and Periscope. Feel free to comment as well. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm talking and discussing about the would you rather questions. I think it's kind of a good way to get a little bit of interaction with the Twitter followers, which is by far and away our most popular and most influential of a social media networks. By the way, all the social media networks, everything that you need to know about the Stoner Jesus Show, past episodes, sponsor banners, all that stuff can be found at stonerjesus.net. So you see that there. We'll continue down to the first question. The first question was presented thus. Would you rather jump in a pile of leaves covered in either fresh human piss or fresh human vomit? So I can bring that up a little bit more. There we go. That's better. Fresh human piss, fresh human vomit. You see there the very lopsided ending, the very lopsided results. Fresh human piss covering the leaves got 94% of the vote, while fresh human vomit only got 6% of the vote. I kind of underestimated, I guess, in that. How much people are more likely to want to touch piss than vomit? I guess I see that. I guess I would probably answer the same way. Piss is at least is sterile. It's not chunky like vomit could be. So I guess there's many reasons. I misfired on that question. My goal was to get close to 50-50 as possible. And it shows you how close that you are with the would you rather. The closer you can get them, the better. I like I said, I missed the mark on that one. Human piss running away. Piss all over those leaves and jump in at 94%. Next. Next one is another fall edition would you rather question. Again, I tried to get this close to 50-50 as possible. Again, I think I underestimated people. The question, would you rather drink a pumpkin spice latte laced with either jizz or spoiled milk? Now, I figured there would be some people, mainly people who like jizz in their personal life, that would be okay with the jizz. That would get some votes, but 72% said spoiled milk. 72% would rather have spoiled milk in their pumpkin spice latte rather than jizz. Not fans of the jizz. Spoiled milk. I don't know. I mean, I guess jizz, you know. And this is addressed in the comments later by Joe Destruction, but the jizz can have certain effects. But the spoiled milk is almost, it's going to make you vomit. It's going to make you vomit. You might not even notice the jizz. Maybe if you weren't told about the jizz, you wouldn't know about the jizz, and it wouldn't be a big deal. Anyway, it's the next one. Again, I underestimated people's aversion to one thing as opposed to another. Would you rather watch a movie under a blanket made of lice-infested dog hair or wool, like a regular blanket, but covered in blood? Wool covered in blood got 82% of the vote. Lice-infested dog hair only got 18%. Again, I guess I can see that. I mean, lice... Blood is blood, and people are used to blood, and we have our own blood, and it's not chunky, and it's not going to bite you, and all that, but lice will, and even though blood is kind of icky, lice-infested dog hair is really going to make you just fucking itch. So the first three I did not do very well. Closest I got was jizz at 28%. Oh, I find a nickel for every time I said that. The next two, I got closer. These are my two most successful of the five would you rathers that I posted on the poll at StonerJesus420. Question was, would you rather sit around a campfire that is burning dead dogs or dead humans? Now, I knew humans would win this one because people care more about dogs than they do humans. And they would feel sadder if dead dogs were burning. So dead dogs only got 37%. 63% said they would rather sit around a campfire that is burning dead humans. Dead human beings. 63% said they would rather have that in the campfire. Which I knew humans would beat out dogs. I just didn't know how much. But I thought it would be closer to 50-50. And it was, at least, when you compare it to the first three questions, which did not go well. The debacle that is the first three. Last question. You're on a hayride. You got a 3-hour hayride. Would you rather spend it with Kanye West talking about fashion or David Hogg talking about guns? Now, I figured this would be closer to 50-50. Kanye got 61 61%. So 61% decided that they would rather hear Kanye talk about shoes and shit, Yeezys, for 3 hours than hear David Hogg, little douchebag Parkland survivor. Yeah, that's right. I don't care if he's a fucking Parkland survivor. He's a fucking douchebag. David Hogg, he's an insufferable asshole. I've done entire segments on this show about what a motherfucking douchebag David Hogg is. He's awful. He's awful. Now, how do I get... Hold on. Now I need to get to the fucking comments that wasn't on that... The comment wasn't on that thread. Where's the fucking comments? So I gotta go in the mentions. Oh, this is a pain in the ass. Anyway, Joe Destruction, a longtime fan of the show, longtime contributor to the show, left some thoughts. The first one... it says you can get rid of lice, but you can't get rid of potential diseases and random blood. So he chose the lice against the majority. He said piss seems less prone to viruses, for the piss question, obviously. He said if it's good enough for our president, then goddamn it, it's good enough for me. Road trip to Moscow, anyone? Yeah, piss. It seems like less problems with piss. You have less problems with piss. Joe also said spoiled milk will make you sick, but random jizz. It's a great band name, by the way, which it is. Random jizz. Anything is possible, diseases, etc. That's true. I mean, I guess I don't know how many diseases would survive in jizz if they were in a latte, pumpkin spice latte. And he said, I can't imagine either would smell very good, but I'll take hot dogs over hot humans any day. So Joe Destruction, again, going against the majority, went with burning dogs in the campfire. That was Would You Rather. Fall edition. Coming up, I got stories about, as I said, bikes, cows, and lunch ladies. All that shit is coming at you. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 4, live August 26, 2018. All the audio, information on the show, all that shit, stonerjesus.net. Of course, if you want Hour 2 on video, the only way to get Hour 2 on video is become a patron. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Of course, Hour 1 is free, streamed live on Twitter and Periscope every Sunday night at StonerJesus420. Lots of shit still to come. Yo, don't go nowhere, bitches. Damn it, fuck that up. Don't go nowhere, bitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything. Planet Everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planet Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having Hemptations.
Hello everyone, Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa, they have indica, everything you need, OG Kush, sour diesel, grape ape, they got single seeds, they got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Fortunate to have Michael Brewer of Brewer and Shipley. Your signature top 10 song, One Toke Over the Line. I've read a couple different versions of what the tune's origins are. What's the true story?
We were playing a little club in Kansas City. A friend stopped by with some really good hash. We stepped out back and came back in. We're tuning up in the dressing room, and Tom said, man, I'm really One Toke Over the Line. And I just cracked up. I thought it was hysterical. We literally wrote that song just entertaining ourselves and to make our friends laugh. Sitting downtown in a railway
station, one toke over the line. It's time to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 4. Doing it live, as we do every Sunday night on Twitter and Periscope at Stoner Jesus 420. We do the first hour streaming live for free. Of course, if you want both hours on video, you got to become a patron, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. And of course, as always, if you just want the audio, the free 2 hours audio, StonerJesus.net, go and check that shit out. You can subscribe there if you're like a Podbean person. All of our social media links are there. You can follow us on everything, just everywhere. Stalk me everywhere, please. As I may have mentioned before, I need the attention. I need the shares. I need in front of more people. It's the whole purpose of all of this. It's to make me feel better. So give me the hearts on Periscope. Make me feel better. God damn it. Got a couple stories to round out this first hour. Couldn't get the video for this one. Couldn't find it anywhere. We're in a downloadable form. It's a story from UPI. What is it used to be called? I guess it still is. United Press International. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Who cares? Man carries 16 bikes while riding a motor scooter. I'll probably play it here. Not have any sound with it. You can see. Right there, guy, well, he's got 16 bikes on like a big stick, and he's riding along with a motor scooter, and, you know, he's taking them somewhere. That's the entirety of the story. It's just a guy with one scooter moving 16 bikes. It's really, I mean, it's quite ingenious when you think about it. It's very an efficient use of what he's got available. A man in China was filmed using an unusual method to transport 16 bicycles while riding his scooter on a city street. As you just saw, the video shows the man riding a motor scooter in Zhejiang City, Guangdong Province, while carrying a bar across his shoulders. It has 8 bicycles dangling over the side. Holy shit, it was on his shoulders? I thought it was just on the bike. God damn. It is on his shoulders. Look at that shit. Way to go, dude. It's fucking impressive. That's impressive. The man only uses one arm to keep his load in place. Ha ha ha, his load. Get it? No, seriously. One arm on his shoulder. He's carrying 16 fucking bikes while driving a scooter. That's some pretty hardcore shit. Congratulations to that man. His life is probably terribly hard, and that's what made him think of doing that in the first place. But still, it's something. It's something. Am I right? That was a story about the bikes. We still got cows and lunch ladies to come. Cows, as I prepare for the next segment by getting the lunch lady, or the next story by getting the lunch lady story pulled up. But first, cow. I know that the Kiki challenge I referenced earlier, the stupid Drake song, people were doing extreme challenges. I tried to get a new dance sensation going called the bong. That video is up, you know, on WeTube and Facebook, and nobody gives a shit. It didn't go viral. My life didn't change. None of that happened. The bong bombed, but it's still a great dance, and there's still time for it to go viral and become a dance sensation. But anyway, the stupid Kiki song thing eventually evolved into people getting out of their car and running alongside the car and doing the moves and all that bullshit of the dance. That fucking guy we talked about, Shiggy, or whatever the fucking name his name is, the dance that he made up. You do it while walking beside a car with the door open, and you're, you know. And we showed last week, or maybe the week before, I forget when it was, a bunch of injuries involving people doing that, which is pretty funny because these people are fucking morons. Well, I also like when people do creative new things with like the du jour viral attempt of the day. And, well, this qualifies. This, if you're not watching the video, this is a cow doing the Kiki challenge. To a different song, by the way. I think this is out of Australia. Cow's not happy he's being filmed. She's being filmed. She's pissed. She's not doing the moves either. But still, it's a pretty good attempt. The song's good too. It's much better than Kiki. There you go. She doesn't seem happy that they're doing the video. Famous. You're a famous cow now. Cow doing the Kiki challenge. Whatever the fuck it's called. This last story is from NPR.org, National Public Radio. Lunch lady larceny. Cafeteria workers allegedly stole half $1 million. That's right. There's the bitches right there and their mugshots. They allegedly stole $500,000. Joanne Pascarelli left and her sister, Maria Wilson Wright, have each been charged with one count of first degree larceny. The investigators say the new Canon, Connecticut schools where they work lost a combined $478,588 in lunch money between 2012 and 2017. Holy shit. Joanne is 61, Maria is 67. They surrendered to law enforcement last weekend after warrants were issued for their arrest. Each woman has been charged with one count of first-degree larceny for allegedly carrying out the scheme. If convicted, each woman could face up to 20 years in prison. Holy shit. We're deeply upset by this alleged violation of our trust and the trust of the entire community, and are committed to continuing our full cooperation with the New Canaan Police Department regarding these allegations, said New Canaan Public Schools Superintendent Brian Luizzi. The alleged crimes involve a specific fund, a cafeteria fund, which is separate and apart from the district's operating budget. Both women have denied the charges. I would never take money, Pascarelli told police during an interview earlier this year, according to the arrest warrant. I know better than that. There's certainly more to this story Then what is in the arrest warrant? One of Wilson's attorneys, Christine Landis, told NPR, and they plan to make their case in court. Pasquarelli's attorney did not immediately respond to NPR's request for comment. The arrests were more than 9 months in the making. The school district traced irregularities related to the handling of cash to Pasquarelli and Wilson, who police now believe have been skimming cash from the registers. Pasquarelli led the food program at the middle school, while Wilson worked as an assistant food director at the high school. At least they did until they resigned under pressure from the Board of Education. Later that month, the board passed along a complaint to the investigations unit of the New Canaan Police Department. But the women deny they were skimming the lunch money. I don't know. I'm looking at them now. They look guilty. And that's what we should go by. That's crazy. Crazy. Everybody's got to make a buck. Am I right? Times is tough. Anyway, thanks everybody for checking out the first hour of the show. That's going to do it for the live stream on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. Goodbye to all of you people. If you want to find hour two, of course, the audio will be on StonerJesus.net and CannabisRadio.com and many other platforms. If you want hour two on video, the only way to get hour two on video is to become a patron. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Help the show. It's only $5 a month. Come check us out. StonerJesus.net, like I said. Sponsor banners. Social media networks. All that shit. A lot of great stuff coming up in hour two. Including the Miss Ohio guy got shot. Trial thing. Hippo molestation. The security guard and the cop. Security guard who didn't help the cop. Plus a bunch of classic clips. Old clips. Retro clips. Whatever you want to call it. All that shit. Coming up in hour two. It's been the Stern Jesus Show. Chapter 2, verse 4, hour 1. You'll find hour 2 and enjoy it. Of course, every Sunday night, we stream hour 1, of course, on Twitter and Periscope at Stern Jesus 420. So check us out on Sunday nights. Thanks, everybody, for listening and watching. And as always, peace, bitches.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content.